Don and Mike,
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Councilman Marion Barry is a victim of a crime once again. Police say burglars broke into the city councilman and former mayor's house in Southeast last Friday. They allegedly stole thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, including five Rolexes and 50 pairs of cufflinks.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
We're back with Marion Barry.
Don.
You are sweating and smiling.
I'm not able to. I'm sorry. I was late. I was late because I can't tell time any longer. I have five of my Rolexes and 50 of my cufflinks stolen.
I look at your sleeves are open at the down by where your hands go.
I don't have cufflinks. And you notice I got two holes down my wrist. I have my wrists pierced. So I actually could wear my cufflinks with short sleeves during the summer. I have 50 pairs. Ain't that a bitch? Walk right in my house.
Somebody broke into
right
your house.
Right in my house. Take all my Rolexes and my cufflinks, and I'm upset. I think this is crime.
Did that
crime? Crime is not good.
Did it happen in Ward 8?
Yeah, Ward 8 is where I live, and I'm just upset. I just don't think it's right that people don't respect me. Everybody should realize that I'm mayor for life, and that I've done a very good job in the community, and I'm on a fight. I'm gonna fight and find the guys that took everything I had.
Mayor Barry, I was tickled. I didn't.
Yeah, you're always tickled. I know about you.
I had never
I know your
seen,
background,
I've
boy.
Never, I had never.
I know
seen,
what your background is, boy. You're tickled because you like
boy,
when a man.
Boy.
But you like something happen when a black man has something happen.
I had never seen any footage of your house before.
Yeah, I don't care about you.
And I saw.
I don't
are you
like
talking
you
about the air conditioning unit?
Yeah, you have window units. In
window
your
units,
house,
air conditioner. Yeah, that's right. They didn't steal that.
No, you don't have central air.
How come you have five Rolexes but only a window room air conditioner?
I just don't believe in expense. I think it's much more important to look good, be out and about with cufflinks for a different time, different day, and also have your Rolex on instead of having central air.
Well,
I don't think it's necessary
you
to
keep
have
your
that
house cool.
I like it cold.
You don't wear
because I sweat. I sweat a lot, and I actually keep my house a cool 62 degrees.
But you don't
all
wear
the time.
You don't wear the Rolex or the cufflinks when you're wearing your African clothes.
I don't
right?
wear no. I don't do that. But I like to when I'm wearing a shirt and tie. I like to wear as many different cufflinks. I think it makes a statement. I got diamond cufflinks, gold cufflinks, onyx cufflinks, silver, sterling silver, white gold, platinum. I got a variety of them. I got
do you have any funny cufflinks?
I don't have any funny cufflinks. Aren't funny to me. I know you think this is funny,
serious,
and you're just gonna laugh with your pink face. And just laugh all the time because you think this is funny. I think this is a serious crime.
This is.
I'd like to just make a statement. Yeah. It's a serious crime. I want everybody to know that I have connections in the city, being mayor for life.
Hey, do I have any messages?
Yeah, you do, as a matter of fact. Would you like to check your BlackBerry?
Could I real fast?
All right. Hello. You reached Dawn's BlackBerry.
Oh, good.
There are three messages.
Oh, I got three messages.
To hear your messages, press 1. For English, press 1. For Spanish, press 2. Buenos dias.
No,
¿Cómo es?
One in English.
Hello. This is Don's BlackBerry.
Hey, BlackBerry.
You have three messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. Message 1 from Mike O'Mara.
Oh, my best buddy.
Don, I am so disappointed in you. How come you were not able to get the DirecTV representative to come up to my house tomorrow? I'll talk to you later, though. No hard feelings at all.
That thing didn't work out with that guy that was on the phone?
I don't know. Oh, excuse me. I'm talking to you. To hear your second message, press 2. Hi, Don. This is your dog, Clink. I'm over at your house now. I have serious diarrhea again. All the medicine in the world ain't going to stop my bowels from erupting anytime I get slightly nervous. To hear Don's third message, press 3. From Michael Hughes.
Oh, Michael Hughes.
Hello, buddy. Are you my friend? That's all I was calling to ask. Just want to know if you are my friend. To hear Don's latest message, press 3. Hello, caller. You have reached the BlackBerry of Don Geronimo. If you would like to leave a message, simply wait for the beep, and he will get back to you when he has the time. This is Mayor Marion Barry. My wax statue that they're going to put up at Madame Tussaud's Museum of Wax will have cufflinks made of wax because I was going to donate one of my 50 pairs of cufflinks to the museum, but unfortunately they do not accept them now because they have all been stolen from my house.
Why are you leaving this for me in a message? I'm looking at you right now.
Oh, hi, Don.
Hi, BlackBerry.
Hey, I just noticed on your BlackBerry you had another message come in right now.
Another one?
From Janet.
Oh, my girlfriend.
Hello, honey. I am sure looking forward for you coming home tonight. I will be making your favorite chicken and crab meat. I hope you enjoy it. Lots of love, Janet. To hear Don's fifth message. I'm sorry, it's the fourth message.
Fourth message.
Is it the fourth or the fifth?
Fifth.
I'm not quite sure. Hi, Don. This is your brother, Jim. Hey, man. Dude. Where is my Xbox you promised me? You told me that you had received it and that you would be shipping it out to me as soon as possible. That's not cool, bro. To hear Don's fifth message, press 5. I had a pair of cufflinks shaped like the Vista International Hotel, and they got stolen right out of my house.
That bitch
she
set
me
up.
I tell you, man, I didn't get ripped off like this when I was on the pipe.
You know what I think would
I
be
don't
good?
Understand what the deal is. If I go back on the pipe, maybe I'll never get ripped off again.
How about a song?
A song.
Would you mind singing for us?
Of course.
Something.
All right. Me. Alfonso Schofield Jr., I am your father. I can explain to you later.
Alfonso Schofield Jr., I'm your father.
You are still in Don's BlackBerry. To hear message 6, press 6.
My gosh.
Hello. Hello, Don. This is Lauren Pelagi. I hope you are excited for the fact that I'm the new program director at the Globe. Please give me a call so we can chat sometime. To hear Don's seventh message, press 7. Don, this is a very special call from a very special someone. It's your hero, Brett Favre. Hey, Don, we are going to roll the table next year. I promise you. To hear Don's seventh message, press 7.
You mean run the table?
Run the tables. Hey, Pop, it's me. I'm mad at you. You beat me in fantasy football.
This is my son.
What's the deal, dude? I thought you were my father. You shouldn't have beaten me. That makes me angry. I don't need to explain to you later.
Can you describe the Rolexes, please?
Yes, I can. I got one that's gold. I got one that's stainless steel.
Yes.
I got one that's stainless steel and gold. I got one stainless steel gold with diamonds. I got one white gold with diamonds. And I got one that's just a plain stainless steel Rolex with a leather strap. All them taken right out of my house by a bunch of people don't respect mayor for life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get to the bottom of the crime. Because I'll tell you something right now. When I was mayor, way back when, I used to have the policeman drive me around. And I would ride in the back of the limousine. And I would be able to find my contacts at the police department exactly who was responsible for ripping me off. And I'm not angry about the Rolexes, though. That's just a watch. Those cufflinks were special to me. Very special to me. I'm very frustrated about that. I can go through almost all my cufflinks.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
I had.
Name them.
Well,
how dare you?
The ones I remember the most are, I had MB in gold.
Marion Barry.
MB in white gold.
Marion Barry.
MB in sterling silver.
Marion Barry.
MB in a diamond setting.
Marion Barry.
Yeah. I had MFL in gold.
Oh, Mayor for Life.
MFL in silver.
Uh-huh. Mayor for Life.
Yeah. I had CMB in just gold. Very nice ones.
CMB.
Cora Masters Barry. I had a Redskins logo on one pair of cufflinks that I had.
What about didn't you have EB?
I had EB. Yeah.
Effie Berry.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Effie Berry.
Yeah, it's sad. I don't think fondly about everything that's gone. I got a pair of dice cufflinks from Effie, too. I got lovely ones, real dice, that actually had holes drilled in them. Huh. Let me see other cufflinks I got. I got lots of different cufflinks. The ones I remember, most of the ones with my initials that I had on them. I got, I got special cufflinks that I made when I was in jail that I actually just kind of fashioned out of spoons that I made. And they're special. And then I took them to my favorite jeweler and had those made, too. Yeah, they were too big. Well, no, it's not the whole spoon, fool. You're laughing with your pink cheeks. Uh-huh.
Here's the news story. Let's hear if we can get any clues out of this.
Councilman Marion Barry is a victim of a crime once again. Police say burglars broke into the city councilman and former mayor's house in Southeast last Friday.
Right. Beep, beep.
Is that my BlackBerry?
Beep, beep. Don, you have a special alert on your BlackBerry. This ain't a message. Hi, you've reached Don's BlackBerry. To check special alerts, please press 1. Hi, Don. This is your scheduled reminder. Don't miss Caveman on ABC TV tonight with lots of big laughs. Hope you enjoy it. A message from all your friends at ABC Television. To hear Don's other message, press 2. I can't come to the phone now. Leave a message. Gotta run. To hear Don's first message on the second line, press 1.
Who was that?
That's your urgent message when you're too busy to talk.
Oh. That was me. I didn't realize.
Didn't recognize yourself.
From Michael Hughes. Hello, friend. I was wondering if this weekend you'd like to come down to go boating with me and drink some warm wine when we watch the sunset together. That would be big fun. I would be very, very excited if you would come and join me. A special alert. Beep, beep. Don.
Yes.
This is Arturo Fuente. Your special cigars have arrived. At your special location. Please come and pick them up.
Allegedly stole thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, including 5 Rolexes and 50 pairs of cufflinks. Barry says that he can handle whatever happened. He says he wants attention turned back to young people in the district consumed by violence.
That's cold. That's cold. I'm really mad. I can't handle it.
Here's
I'm
your soundbite. This is you on the TV.
All right, I'd like to hear what I think.
We've got an epidemic. And unfortunately, the city has not rallied around this. I mean, the people have. But the council and the mayor got to do more than just talk about this.
Beep, beep. Don, you have a new message.
That goddamn BlackBerry.
This is Joe Ottinger. I am drunk. Please come and pick me up at Good Guys as soon as possible. I'm very frustrated. Or I should say, this is a new Marion Barry.
I guess I got to talk like that.
Well, police have no suspects in last week's break-in. Barry was held up at gunpoint and robbed inside his apartment in January of last year.
I got a few suspects so that I wrote down names, and we are going to pursue with the police department exactly what we have. We have certain suspects that I've listed, enemies of me, that I believe are going to be caught and at least brought in for questioning. And
Name
I said,
them.
Get them all. Well, there are some of them very famous people. I don't want to disturb the investigation.
Give us a hint.
Give it to well, one of them is a local reporter here in Washington, D.C.
Male or female?
It's a male.
It's a man?
Yeah.
What channel?
It's Channel 4. I think it's Channel 4.
Tom Sherwood?
Man, you got ESP. Two guys over Channel 4, Tom Sherwood and Joe Krebs. I really don't think they like me. I think they put on stories that make me look bad. They did way back when.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That I read about Joe Krebs?
What's that?
You know, he's not on the morning show.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's had some malady.
Oh, dear.
Remember when he fell off his bicycle a few years ago?
Because he had a heart attack.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but Joe Krebs is off for medical reasons for a month.
Well, I'm very sorry. To hear that.
Did you have anything to do with that?
I know. You steal from me, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. I got friends, and I'm on, you know, payback's a bitch. I've always said that, as long as I can remember, payback is a bitch, and I plan on making sure that, you know, the other suspect is a very prominent figure, and I think everybody should look at her. Adrian Fenty.
Mayor?
The current mayor.
Yeah.
The mayor of D.C.?
I hate that term. He's the guy that's holding down my seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. He's keeping it warm until I come back. But Adrian Fenty, why wouldn't he steal from me? He doesn't like me. He makes sure I don't. I think he stole the cufflinks. And I think I would like everybody. It's a message from me to all my citizens of Ward 8.
Marion Barry.
Also the District of Columbia. I'd like everybody to watch his press conferences. And don't look at his face. Look at his wrists. If he puts his hands up, check his cuffs. Mm-hmm. And you'll be seeing my cufflinks on there really soon.
All right,
I'm
Barry.
Sure about that. I also got a special cufflinks that had the donkey on them for the Democratic Party.
Right.
I had the special red, white, and blue cufflinks that I had. I had Super Bowl cufflinks for when we won the Super Bowl, and it's a special tiny little picture of me wearing that giant oversized felt hat that I wore to celebrate the Redskins. Redskins are going to the Super Bowl, I tell you. And I heard that that he took them and he hit them. And I know where they're hitting. I'm going to try to find them. They're hitting Ben's Chili Bowl. That's it. That's just a rumor.
Interesting.
That's just a rumor, and I'm going to find out. For God's sakes, I'm going to find
Good
out.
For you.
Is that in Southeast or Southwest?
I don't remember. I get fuzzy because I get driven along. I get driven along all the time.
Robbie, when are you getting your Ben's Chili Bowl franchise?
Oh, the one I'm opening in Rockville?
Yeah, that's smart-ass Fink. That's smart
you
ass.
You call me a Fink?
That's a smart ass Fink. That's what you are. You understand that, Pinky?
I've never done anything but support you.
Yeah, you never did anything but not support me, Pinky. And I tell you, I might be an old man and I might have diabetes and my toes might be ready to be chopped off, but I'm going to come over there and kick your ass.
Look at your long sleeves.
Yeah,
just
my
dangling.
Yeah, dangling without you because I don't have the cufflinks. I ain't going to use a paperclip.
Hey, what time is
not
it?
Not a chance I'm going to do that.
What time is it?
It's news time.
Well, you wouldn't know if you don't have your watch, right?
I don't have my watch. I'm not going to buy a Timex. I was hoping that the citizens of Ward 8 would get a pool together and actually come by the house and drop off a nice little Rolex. I don't want anything fancy. A nice little stainless steel president will do.
That's nice.
And they can drop it right off. They know where I live. Very easy to find me. I think that's going to be fine. And I was hoping the CMB would actually maybe go out to the store and buy Cora Masters Berry. Would take some time, go down to the local jewelry store and buy me a Rolex. If she doesn't mind, buy me a Rolex. But then we came on this old radio show and Pinky over here just started making fun of the fact that I got ripped off and making me angry.
Don't you remember I was your biggest proponent when you had your energy machine?
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you right now, smart ass, somebody's going to poison your pancakes one morning.
You called me a Fink, and I don't forget that.
You know, son, you're going to be sucking down your pancakes all of a sudden you get a big belly pain. You're going to get a massive belly pain.
I'll tell you this.
And that's going to be, you just remember, you crawl on that floor trying to call 911.
It's
and, you know, you just know that syrup was poisoned by Mayor Berry.
It's a berry belly buster.
You're crooked. You know what? You're a crooked politician.
Yeah, now you cut down a size. You never supported me in your life.
You're crooked.
Yeah, you just wash the sausages you eat in the morning, okay? You go suck down those fried Oreos again, and you're just going to have a bad berry belly pain.
You know his main problem with you?
What's that?
Your skin color.
Yeah, I know he is. I know what kind of guy he is. I tell you, I'm going to kick his ass across this room.
Yeah, I'd like to see that
with
his big flopping sleeves.
I told you, even with the beaties, I can move pretty good.
Well, you tell Cora I said hi.
You come down. We're going to have a big press conference next week. We got a special generator that's going to provide all the power for the city of Washington, D.C.
I'll knock on the door. I'll just look for the air conditioner.
It runs on the sun. It runs on the sun, just like you're going to run away from me.
I thought it ran on trash.
Trash, that's right. I'm sorry.
Well, Alfonso Schofield Jr.,
I just
want to
say, I've had a real pleasure coming by, Don, and I hope you can do what you can to find me my Rolexes back and my 50 cufflinks.
That's Alfonso
Schofield Jr. I'd settle for 25.
Father.
Just give me 25 pairs back. That's all. Half my stash.
But you need an even amount, though.
That's all right.
You have two arms. If you have 25.
I said 25 pairs, fool.
Oh, 25.
25 pairs was on there. I had my 25 pairs. Put them in a paper bag, drop them on my stoop, put them right underneath my window air conditioner, and I want you to bring them back. That's what I want. You got it?
Got it.
Straight. Thanks a lot.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, now he's a good boy.
Oh, thank you, man.
I like you.
Nice to see you again, man.
I liked running with you in the day, Buzz.
Yeah, we had some fun, didn't we?
We sure as hell did.
I know.
My God, you get more fatties? I swear to God.
What's that park you used to go to with Buzz all the time to score?
What's the name of that park I used to be in?
Wasn't it Buzzard Park?
Well, it wasn't Buzzard Park.
Turkey Hill.
Turkey Hill
Park. Turkey Hill
Park was a good time. Yes, sir.
Are you high?
All right. Hey, Don, you have one more message. One beep.
More. Okay,
Don, you have one more message. To get it, press one. This is Mike Elston. The cops know. Flush my stash. Flush my stash.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.